Suffolk-born Eurovision fan, super fan, Chris White is on the phone now. Chris, good morning.
Good morning.
Can he do it? Can he win?
No, definitely not.
Is it the song? Is it his age? Or is it because he's from the UK?
It's neither of those. He's unfortunately drawn to open the show and perform first on Saturday, and I don't think anyone's ever won from first.
Is that because he's quite elderly? Is that because he's quite elderly and they want him to sit down backstage?
Quite possibly, no. A random draw, unfortunately, but yeah, really bad luck. Otherwise, I think he definitely would have had a good shot. I mean, I still think he'll do really well. Hopefully, our best result in a long time. But no, I don't think a win's on the cards, unfortunately.
So your prediction is that what? Because, I mean, the man has sold millions of records. He's hugely popular in parts of the world that traditionally don't vote for the UK.
Yeah, of course. I think his fan base is going to stand him in good stead, and I think it is genuinely a brilliant song. It's written by the same people who've done work for Adele, Lana Del Rey, so he's in good company. I think it's a really, really strong song, and I think he will do well in the end, hopefully, you know, top 10, top 5, but I just think when you're performing first out of 25 songs, there's not very much chance people are going to remember it enough to make you win, but there you go.
You don't think we'll come away with red faces? You think we'll probably be in the top 10, as you say? We'll do okay.
Absolutely, but then nothing certain. Watch me eat my words when we finish last. I don't know. Who knows?
No, I don't think so. I think he'll do really well. I just don't think that we've got it in us anymore to vote, because Europe now, as far as the song contest is concerned, is huge, isn't it? I mean, there are parts of the world that clearly are not in Europe who are taking part.
Absolutely, it's 42 countries, 2 semi-finals, and then the final on Saturday. So it's absolutely huge. I think it's a bit of a misconception about the UK being hated so much, though, and people just not voting for us. It gets a bit annoying when people just say that, because I think the reason we've finished last for so long because we're sending the worst songs. Look at the worst songs we're sending. It's just embarrassing. We deserve to come out. So
it's nice to hear that honesty. Yeah. I mean, I think many of us have sat there thinking, well, the reason we haven't done very well is because the song was rubbish. That's the reason we haven't
exactly
done very well.
Yeah. That's it. People don't hate us. They hate the songs, and I don't blame them. So
why are you such a Eurovision fan? What is it? Because, you know, I remember it was when I was growing up and Granny Panda was making me watch it. It was the X Factor final of its day. You know, in Britain we tend to take it with a pinch of salt. A lot of us watch it, but we think this isn't serious.
Yeah, absolutely. I don't really know what it is that makes me get so obsessed with it. It's a bit scary, but it's just the whole package. I think it's just the most entertaining program you could possibly get. And believe it or not, when you've got 42 songs going, you do actually get some genuinely good ones at the end of it. And then you've got an hour of voting, and you know, the excitement of it. I don't know, I think it's a shame people don't get more involved with it, because it's brilliant, it's just good fun at the end of the day.
I went to a Eurovision party a few years ago. I went dressed as ABBA. I had a beard I had a beard on one side and a high heel on the other. It was a good look, Chris. It was a good look. Are you at a party?
I'm not. I'm actually getting back from Ibiza the same day in the afternoon, and I'm going to be sat on my own with a bottle of wine watching it. It's the saddest thing ever.
Chris, that sounds tragic. Yeah. Oh, my Lord. We need to do something. I need to find a party for you. We'll get you invited, all right? We'll do that. We'll sort it for you.
Brilliant. Thank you, Nick.
We'll talk. Maybe we'll talk again before Eurovision, if we sort a party for you, or maybe we'll talk post-Eurovision. Finally, your track record in predicting the winner. What's your track record like? Is it any good?
I think I said we were going to win last year, so possibly not that great.
Shall I just play a song then? We'll gloss over that, shall we? Yeah, I think
Sweden are going to win. 100%.
Sweden are going to win. You're just picking a country at random now, Chris, aren't you?
No, they are.
Okay.
Watch and see.
All right, Chris, thank you so much. Chris White, for talking to us here at Town 102. This is Top Loader, Dancing in the Moonlight, live in Ipswich. Good morning. We get it almost every night.